newmailmedicalcenter.com. Call New Mail Medical Center at 702-919-0609. That's 702-919-0609. New Mail, the experts in men's sexual health.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday, hump day edition of Live and Local. Ronnie Najaro will join us. Coming up top of the hour, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. And we know that America is divided. Maybe more than it's ever been divided. And I'm simply going to tell you, something is going to have to change. Something is going to have to intercede to get us all back on one track. I don't know what that will be. Natural disaster? Don't know. A war? Don't know. We'll talk about that and more with Ronnie Najaro, State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
I'm U.S. Senate candidate Adam Laxalt, and I'm proud to be supported by President Trump in this important race. The choice couldn't be clearer for gun owners. Catherine Cortez Masto and the Democrats want to take away our Second Amendment rights. Masto stood with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to roll back our concealed carry rights, and in 2019 she even sponsored legislation to impose a gun ban. That's why Masto is backed by radical anti-gun groups and was given an F rating by the NRA. As your senator, I'll be a champion for our Second Amendment. I've twice been endorsed by the NRA and most recently the Gun Owners of America. As Attorney General, I stood up for Nevadans' right to bear arms. I expanded our concealed carry rights and sued liberals who tried to take our gun rights away. And when the Democrats tried to pass red flag laws to limit our gun rights, I fought back. Nevadans can count on me to defend our Second Amendment. I'm Adam Laxalt, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate, AdamLaxalt.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The White House staying mum about possible new COVID-19 stimulus spending. White House correspondent Greg Clugston with that report.
Amid media reports of new stimulus discussions in Congress, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the White House is in constant ongoing dialogue with lawmakers, but she had no specific comment on any potential new actions. Psaki pointed to an improving economy, telling reporters that the U.S. is in a very different place than a year ago or 6 months ago. Last March, President Biden signed a $1.9 trillion COVID rescue plan. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the deadliest single fire in Philadelphia in at least a century has killed 13 people, including 7 children. 2 people sent to the hospital. Philadelphia Mayor Jim Kenney asked that people not be too quick to pass judgment on the fact that at least 18 people were staying in the upper apartment of the duplex that burned.
You know, you talk about the number of people in the house. Sometimes it's better for people to be indoors than on the street. So, you know, I know the circumstances of each and every family, and maybe there were relatives or people that needed to be sheltered. I mean, and obviously the tragedy happened, and we all mourn for it, but we can't make judgment on the number of people living in a house because sometimes people just need to be indoors.
That cause still being investigated. The woman who accused former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of sexually assaulting her in the executive mansion said a prosecutor's decision to drop the case shows why victims fear coming forward against powerful people. The DA in Albany announced that the former governor would not be facing criminal prosecution over the allegation. Brittany Camiso said the criminal justice system needs to do better. The Dow off 392 points today. The NASDAQ was down 522. More at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available.
Alex and Orlando De Castroverde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castroverde Law Group Personal Injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by De Castroverde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Kim Dallas. The biggest COVID-19 testing site in Las Vegas is on the move. The drive-thru site at UNLV's Paradise Campus, just off Tropicana, is moving to the parking lot of Sam Boyd Stadium off of Russell. Today is the last day of the operation at the current location. The new location will open on Sunday with the same operating hours as the old site, Sunday through Thursday from 5:30 until 10:30 in the evening. Well, Tony Hsieh's longtime assistant has settled her claims against Zappos founder's estate, agreeing to pay $750,000 back to the Hsieh family. Since Hsieh's death, Jennifer Mimi Pham had filed for more than $130 million in claims against Hsieh's estate. If the settlement is approved by a judge, both Pham and Hsieh's estate will drop their claims against each other. Hsieh died from injuries he suffered in a house fire in Connecticut in November of 2020. He was 46. President Biden will be in Las Vegas this weekend to attend the memorial service for former U.S. Senator Harry Reid. The trip to Nevada is the first for Biden since he became president. It's going to be Saturday morning at the Smith Center.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Watch for a stranded vehicle. It's on the right shoulder there. Interstate 15 southbound at Blue Diamond. Otherwise, moderate flows there on the 15 north at Spring Mountain, south at Hacienda. And those lane restrictions slowing things down through the Spaghetti Bowl downtown. That's Interstate 515, both directions between Main and Eastern.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out!
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day edition of Live and Local. There's so much going on. Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, spoke at length about January 6th. Of course, tomorrow is January 6th, the one-year anniversary of the attack on the Capitol. There's a lot to talk about. Joining us now, Ronnie Naharro. He is the State Director of Americans for Prosperity Nevada, and he joins us. It has been a while. Ronnie, Happy New Year to you. Good to have you back on.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Happy New Year to you as well. It's awesome to be back on your show and talk with your listeners about some important issues here our country's facing.
I know one of those issues, Chuck Schumer coming back after New Year's and saying that they are pushing the Build Back Broke bill that we've been joking about. And I want to ask you, a lot of people are saying that this bill is not $3.5 trillion and that it's probably well north of $5 trillion. The CBO and others have said this is a big, big lie. From a Americans for Prosperity perspective, what do you think?
Well, you know what? I think you're spot on, and Chuck Schumer is right. This bill should be pushed back and should be eliminated. The fact of the matter is this bill represented perhaps the most extreme elements of an agenda that was always intended to pass through on a party line, and ultimately that's exactly why it failed. And when you talk about gimmicks and estimated costs, the more and more the American people learn about this bill, the more they oppose it, and the more gimmicks that were used to hide the true cost, the more obvious it became that this was just terrible policy, and ultimately that's why it failed. You know, one of the curious things that they did is they hit that cost by making some of the most egregious, the more expensive elements of this bill. They simply cut those in half, knowing very well that they would never sunset. They would be brought back, and they would be extended. And that's where you got a lower dollar amount than what is being reported. So, you know, this bill represented one of the most expensive expansions of the federal government in American history. And it's a good thing that it's been put on the shelves, and we're going to be doing our best to continue to educate the public on the true perils of this kind of government intervention, government dependency, and overspending that ends up running over our national debt to trillions and trillions of dollars.
Well, I want to ask you, because Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona are really the only people in Congress that have stood in the way of this legislation becoming law. Do you honestly believe that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema will hold strong, that they won't fade at the end and give in, or give in to a slightly smaller version of this bill?
But you know what? I think this should hold strong, and here's why. I think the American people understand that inflation is at an all-time 30-year high at 6.8%, as according to the Consumer Price Index. That's a very valid concern. And here in Las Vegas, a lot of families are struggling as well. In Arizona and in West Virginia, with higher prices for gas, higher prices for other necessities, even rent has gone up 16% as a national average. So being able to just survive is costly, and inflation is a key driver of that. That is one of the effects that this bill would have, and I think Joe Manchin is spot on in his opposition for this bill. I would hope that he would listen to what the American people are saying and his own constituents are saying and hold strong to prevent some of these damaging policies. You know, we can rebuild our economy. We can make improvements to infrastructure. We can do all these things that this bill wants to do without having to increase trillions and trillions of taxes, new spending. They should focus on actually growing the economy and policies that actually are going to put Americans back to work with money in their pockets to survive.
Ronnie, I know that Americans for Prosperity, you folks do such a great job. We've worked with you for going on, 10 years. And the one thing you folks do is you keep your ear to the ground. Do you feel like Well, the general population, that voters all across the country and here in Nevada, do you get a sense that they understand what this is? That this bill is a farce? It's a lie?
You know what? The people we've talked to understand that it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet, and I think they understand that. It's no reason, it's no secret that this administration's approval rating is at an all-time low, and it's because the kitchen table issues, you know, when it comes to buying groceries, when it comes to buying big ticket items. I read an article on KTNV this morning about an individual who was trying to buy supplies for his house, and that price had gone up significantly since he ordered the materials back in March. So, you know, higher prices are a big deal. I think people see that, and when you start adding and start talking about new tax hikes and overspending, you know, that has effects on people's pocketbooks, and we're committed to continue to educate and do events to be able to talk about the real consequences of proposed policies like this that are going to run up the tab on the American people and our taxpayer dollars.
The latest from Chuck Schumer is they want to go after the voting rights bill and essentially abolish voter ID in our country, federalize elections all across the country. And I'm not sure if Americans for Prosperity has taken a position on this kind of stuff, but it doesn't sound like it's good for America.
Well, you know what? That's the one thing that's clear is that there's a lot of folks out there that do not trust our election process, and that's a big problem that we face as a country. And AFP, although we have not made an official position on the voting rights bill being discussed, we do believe safeguarding our democracy is of utmost importance. But on that note, you know, the Biden administration has some options here. They can continue forward and try to ram through a one-sided partisan agenda along party lines. They can advance that by changing rules and executive orders, or they can actually bring people together, lawmakers, to solve some of the biggest problems. You know, the choice is clear. We need more debate. We need more talking with each other. We need to bring more of our legislative officials together instead of trying to you know, manipulate rules or make changes to allow one party to get the upper hand so they can do whatever they want. That's just not healthy for our democracy.
Ronnie, let me ask you, by the way, Ronnie Najaro joining us, the State Director for Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. What do you think happened in our nation's capital 1 year ago tomorrow, January 6th? What is your sense of what really happened? I know we've got the January 6th Commission, and we've got Merrick Garland spoke today and was talking about the after effects of January 6th. What do you think happened? Was this just a rally that went wrong or something else?
You know, I think what's important here, Kevin, is you know, we need to move forward as a country. And I think the more we look back, the more that keeps us from fulfilling our true obligations to making this country better. What I understand and what I know is that, you know, we have a lot of challenges. We have a democracy that we have to restore trust in through a lot of voters across the country. And I think what happened in January 6th is a symptom of that distrust for the way our elections are working and our electoral process works. And it's understandable when you have that kind of disbelief that people will take to the streets and manifest, right? But what's important is we need to find a way to solve these problems. And I think Congress has a big responsibility to the American people to do so. And unfortunately, right now, we have a party in power that is trying to ram through an agenda on party lines. And if they don't have the necessary votes, they look to change rules. And that's not the way our government's supposed to work. It's supposed to be by the people and for the people. And it's supposed to involve an atmosphere where people can agree to disagree and engage in debate to be able to find solutions in the people's house, which is Congress. And I don't think that's happening, and I don't think that's helpful.
Ronnie, let me ask you, though. Merrick Garland spoke just a little bit ago and said that justice will prevail. Do you think that what happened January 6th, were these criminal acts? And I'm not talking about the people that were breaking stuff, but I mean people like the former president, the vice president. Do you think what they did or did not do rises to criminality?
You know, I'm not in a position to answer that question. I don't consider myself a expert in criminal prosecution, but I do understand that there were some individuals that were involved, and it's not all of them, right? We make the mistake of generalizing a lot, but it's not all of them. There were some that were, in fact, doing things they weren't supposed to do, and they should be held to account. And we should have a conversation about, you know, what accountability measures are taken to prevent that, to prevent this kind of stuff from happening. And I think the way we solve this is to have a healthy debate and a healthy dialogue in Congress about what we can do to strengthen our democracy. I think that's important. And I think that's the missing piece of what's dividing our country at this point.
One of the things I loved about what you said about 2 minutes ago is that we need to be looking ahead. And I want to look ahead to 2022. What is your sense of the direction we are headed right now as we have just moved into 2022? And what is your prediction for what kind of year this is going to be?
I think it's going to be I think this has all the makings to be a big year for folks that want to advance policies that are going to get government out of the way. I think a lot of folks are dealing with an administration that has done little in over a year. You know, let's rewind. I know we're looking forward, but let's rewind to where we were a year ago today as this administration took hold. You know, there was rumors of this massive infrastructure package that was going to be brought forth in Congress. There was talks about H.R. 1 and a lot of talk about federalizing our elections. And I think it's been a lot of it has to do with the efforts of obviously AFP educating the public, but also a lot of folks in the center right that have been raising their voices. And we've been able to this point, they've done nothing. And I think people have seen that. People have rejected this agenda. And now they're looking forward to real change and real policies that are actually going to rebuild our economy. So what I'm anticipating is there's going to be a very big year for individuals. You know, I think there will be a wave that will change Congress, and that will put us in a better position to be able to drive the kinds of policies that we already know are going to grow our economy. They're going to get government out of the way, and they're going to get us to a position where, you know, inflation is down and we can start recovering and rebuilding our economy to pre-pandemic levels. And I think this is the year we can do it.
Again, Ronnie Najaro joining us. He is the State Director of Americans for Prosperity in Nevada. Take a look ahead in the year 2022 for AFP, because I know a lot of folks love what Americans for Prosperity has done in the past. But give us kind of an adjustment of the mission statement to reflect this new reality in 2022.
Right. So what we want to do with Americans for Prosperity here in Nevada is we want to make sure we transform Nevada into the model state for economic upward mobility. What we want is for every Nevadan to succeed and to have opportunities to rebuild their economies back home. And we do that by obviously looking at ways we can create more opportunity economically and at the state level. That means reducing barriers for individuals to be able to gain, you know, skills necessary to obtain employment through occupational licensing reform. We want to have a conversation about fixing our tax reform system here in the state, because obviously, you know, that pandemic showed us anything. We cannot keep relying on tourism and mining as revenue, right? If we reform the tax system and have an honest conversation on how we can do that, we can broaden the base and have more revenue streams for more individuals to be able to diversify our economy. Secondly, we want to transform education, because we know if we want a workforce that's going to be responding to a diversity in the economy, we have to fix our education system. So we want to make sure that we're providing more educational opportunities. We improve our school districts and our areas so that our kids can have better educations and actually meet the needs of changing economies that are going on right now. And lastly, we want to make sure that we continue to offer second chances to individuals that have been making it out of our criminal justice system. So we'll keep fighting for more reforms to make sure that that we have a state where people are actually getting ahead and finding good jobs and getting the education they want for the kids. And that's what AFP Nevada is going to be looking to do at a state level here in the next coming years.
And if folks want to help you and help the folks at AFP with this new mission statement, how do they go about doing it? How can they get involved?
Yes, please. We have a Facebook page, AFP Nevada. We post all our events there. You can go on there, like our page, send us a message. We're really good about responding. And just attend our events, and we look forward to hearing from you. Our website is americansforprosperity.org, and just click on the button that says Nevada, and that'll get you to all our activities, our action centers, so you can take action on a lot of the issues we're talking about, both federally and in state and local. And we look forward to engaging the community and hope to have your support.
Hey, Ronnie, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, man. Hope you have a happy new year and a productive year at best, and at the very worst, be able to at least adjust on the fly. Thank you so much, man. I always appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Kevin. It's always a pleasure.
There you go. Ronnie Naharro, State Director, Americans for Prosperity, Nevada. Great organization. We, and again, our program over the last 10, 11 years has worked. We have registered voters. We've done all kinds of stuff with Americans for Prosperity. They're a great organization. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Vegas, introducing the Waffle Brothers. Born and raised in Las Vegas, serving fresh, delicious waffles and chicken the way you love them, topped with fresh fruit and your choice of fresh toppings. Waffle Brothers has a charismatic staff, engaging customers with unique food in a funky environment, serving one warm waffle at a time. Ask about catering and the Waffle Brothers' vegan and gluten-free options. Open daily, 8 to 4 p.m. The all-new Waffle Brothers Las Vegas on Sahara, west of Buffalo. Order online at wafflebrothers.com.
Attention Nevada Patriots. This is Captain Sam Brown, and I'm a conservative running for the U.S. Senate because the political class is destroying this country, our state, and our Republican Party. I'm a threat to Washington elites because I don't come from wealth or power. I come from small-town America. I'm a West Point graduate, and I nearly lost my life fighting in Afghanistan. I've lived a career of service and sacrifice. I believe in God, duty to country, and in our enduring Constitution. Those are the values the elites seem to have forgotten. If you're tired of the political class telling you how to vote, only to be let down time and time again, this is your chance to take a stand and support a grassroots conservative fighter. I've fought for you before. I'm ready to serve you again. Join our grassroots campaign to give power back to the people. I approve this message and hope you do too. This is Captain Sam Brown asking for your vote.
Visit CaptainSamBrown.com. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada. Military references do not imply endorsement by the Department of Defense or any service branch.
Brain disease is isolating. Cleveland Clinic Nevada is here to help. In addition to neurological care, we offer a variety of free educational, therapeutic, and support programs online daily to help Nevadans living with brain diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and multiple sclerosis. Designed to inform, empower, and provide social connection and respite to individuals and families as they navigate the extraordinary challenges of brain disease. These programs are free and open to the community. Anyone can participate virtually from the comfort and safety of home. Join us for daily educational interactive conversations with experts in brain health, caregiving, healthy aging, managing disease, healing arts, and more. For information about our free online programming, visit clevelandclinic.org/Nevada events. That's clevelandclinic.org/Nevada events. Or call 702-483-6000. This message sponsored by Cleveland Clinic Nevada and aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Chris Domine is a husband, father, an athlete, even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris's kidneys were failing.
The doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant, you are going to die.
Chris received a second chance, made possible by an organ donor.
Your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
What could you make possible as an organ, eye, and tissue donor? Leave behind the gift of life. Go to organdonor.gov. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Our phone line's always available to you. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's begin this segment and go to Horst. Horst, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I love you, buddy, but your Ronnie guy you just had on, you asked him a direct question. What did he think of January 6th? He didn't even bother addressing your question. He just went off on the talking point. I think he's a political hack, you know? It's obvious what happened on January 6th. Trump supporters were there peacefully. The government and Pelosi shut down the police and the National Guard. They had infiltrators in there and Antifa types. They let people into the Capitol. It was a complete setup, okay?
But, well, hey, hey,